Yao Stream or Wailuku River? That was just one of the sensitive issues. It was recently before the Board of Geographic Names. It was a contentious battle because of the water rights fight on the Valley Isle. When water was diverted for sugar, the flow into the river trickled and became a stream, thus the name Yao Stream. Now that the last sugar mill has shut down, the talk about restoring the water and reclaiming the name Wailuku River has underscored the importance of place names. Marcus Marzan is the chairman of the Board of Geographic Names. He talks about the complexities of what's in a name.
The Hawaii Board of Geographic Names was established in 1974, and the intention of its establishment was to create a uniformity of spelling as well as use of and the naming of them in geographic features within the state. So over the years, the use of Okina and Kahakou have not been used, and sometimes they have been in certain districts in certain areas. So it's the board's job to unify and standardize all of those practices.
And it's probably easier said than done.
It is, very much so. Particularly when there are issues related to places that have multiple parts to it. For instance, Kalihi, the valley of Kalihi has Kalihi Uka, Kalihi Waina, and Kalihi Kai. So depending on the different areas of the valley, there's the upland part of Kalihi, there's the middle part, and then there's the ocean side of Kalihi. So there are places like that across the state that have those little descriptors that add to the nuance of the place, and you know, to try and standardize that across the state so that all names are equally addressed is an issue.
Now, I've also heard a controversy over Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, that it used to be two words, and then it was down to one word, and now it's back to two words and may go back down again. Explain all that.
So that's along the lines of this idea of descriptors or words used to describe places. In the current guidelines that we have as the Hawaii Board on Geographic Names, if there are terms that are just descriptions, then the idea of separating is a practice that we do. If there is combining, concatenating the words is what we try to do, bring them together into one word. But if there's a name, for say, in the example of Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, the idea that Kea might have been the name of the mountain. Yeah, instead of a descriptor of the color white, yeah, a white mountain versus the mountain of Kea. Yeah, so in an instance like that where the second part of the word is actual a proper name associated to a particular person or a figure, then it would be separate because it's two separate entities versus just a descriptor.
Right, so I imagine there's a lot of debate in the community about
correctly. This
because not everybody.
So
will
there's
agree.
Not a lot of there's not a lot of resources or information, and a lot of people have different viewpoints on that issue. The idea is it Kea just a descriptor of the mountain, the snow that falls on the mountain when it's the wintertime, or is it a term that actually is the name of the mountain? So it's not the mountain. A mountain of white, but actually Kea, the mountain is the name of the mountain is Kea, but it is a mountain. So,
and then what about how you folks attack this strategically? Do you go? Have you been going island by island?
Yes, currently we are on names reviewing names on the island of Molokai at the moment. When we finish that, we will work our way on towards Oahu. So we started on Hawaii Island, working our way up the island chain, ending with Kauai and Niihau. And again, there have been a lot of names that we have not addressed because of the resources of research that needs to be done and other kinds of information gathering processes that we have to do to confirm certain names. So we've left a lot of those names to the side for more research so that when we come back later, we can have a little more time to really deal with those things properly.
Right. And I know there are many names that people have stopped using, and they refer to places like the Seven Sacred Pools on Maui or Chinaman's Hat here on Oahu.
Yes.
So how do you deal with that?
So in instances like that, We actually wait for community groups to come and present those proposals to us as a name restoration or a name change, because it's mostly the community that's important in those situations. The example that you brought up of the Seven Sacred Pools, the community actually presented a proposal to the board, and we actually went out to Maui and had community meetings there to talk about different issues and related matters with the community there. And we heard all of their testimonies and feedback, and with all of that knowledge and education from the community, we made the decision to call it, return the original name, Ohe'o, back to the place. Yeah.
Right, so even though all the tourists refer to it as Seven Sacred Pools, or it's
yes.
on the tourist maps.
Yes, so Ohe'o is the official name for that place, and that's how it's recorded in both the state and federal board.
Right, and here we have Diamond Head or Leahy.
Correct.
And Chinaman's Hat. I don't know what the real name is.
Mokoli'i.
Mokoli'i is its. Right, and then you've got the sandbar as well.
Yes, Kahualaka. Yes.
So lots of education needs to be done, or re-education maybe.
Correct.
Of the proper names and the original names.
Yes. So it does come down to the communities, particularly when names like that come about. It's not our, we don't have the right to just change names. We have to actually get community involvement and have meetings about that, so that our decisions are actually from an informed place, not just our own personal feelings of the subject and what we personally as a board feel is appropriate.
And I understand right now you're also looking at names within national parks.
Correct. At the moment, we have a series of names that we've been dealing with, particularly with the national parks, the Volcano National Park, because of a mapping project that they're working on at the moment. And because the national park has a separate jurisdiction to, you know, within the state, we have we don't have the authority to change the name outright, because it is a federal facility and federal run area. So we have the opportunity to provide our recommendation to the park and see what they feel is appropriate, and they would take it on from the steps on from that point.
So I can see when you're making a change, it can be a very long process.
Very much so, yes. There are a lot of levels that can really alter the direction of how a name gets implemented and the time frame.
Or the change, like in the case of Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa,
correctly,
where it's gone back and forth.
Correctly, because there's so many different viewpoints on what the name actually represents, and all of the back, the very strong cases that the two sides are presenting. It's really hard to really determine which one is the appropriate the name to choose at the current time. I think one of the thoughts that was brought up amongst some of the conversations is to maybe think about the idea of creating a dual system, to have multiple names as official names for particular sites, to give the weight and authority and integrity of multiple perspectives in the naming of places. So that's something still under discussion. We haven't formalized anything like that yet, but there have been discussions like that really allow for a greater understanding of names and the development of names and how they're used.
That was Marcus Marzan, chairman of the Hawaii State Board on Geographic Places. He represents the Bishop Museum on the 7-member board, which meets monthly. It actually meets tomorrow to continue tackling the weighty issues of what's in a name. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.